Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Imagine flags in Brooklyn, in a park no longer there. They're at half-mast, those phantom flags, like someone's silent prayer above the echoes of a team that long ago moved west, becoming somehow less itself and more like all the rest. Duke Snider played in center field and mostly batted third, though that was many years ago, and though it seems absurd, as boys we raised our voices and our passions in those days in arguing for Snider or for Mantle or for Mays. Duke Snider hit the last home run that cleared a Brooklyn wall. Years later, New York brought him back, and he enjoyed a small and poignant triumph with a team that almost always failed. On 63's atrocious Mets, Duke Snider was impaled. But he had his 2,000th hit and hammered the home run that brought him to 400, and that had to have been fun. Those Mets provided him a night, an honor for the man who said that he remembered Brooklyn fondly, like a fan. He'd been retired for 40 years and change, and now he's gone. But in the minds of those of us who saw him, he lives on, a part of that triumvirate from long-gone sandlot days. On wooden benches we would shout of Snider, Mantle, Mays. And then we'd take the dusty field as we did every day and never think the time would come when we'd no longer play. It's silly hero worship, and the heroes all fall short. It's true of every champion. It's true of every sport. But that's a cold and dreary fact, and this is not the time for chronicling the falling off from that which was sublime. The summertime when Snider played in Brooklyn, and the days when we would pull for Mantle or for Snider or for Mays.